This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's the first person I call when I need advice about a rash. Host of Dr. Drew After Dark, it's Dr. Drew. She puts the unity in community with impunity. Host of Sunny's Corner on Sirius XM Patriot, Sunny Johnson. Like a pigeon, if she poops on you, it's good luck. Fox News contributor, Kat Timm. When he's under the weather, that just means he's ducking. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Television Champion, Tyron. Sonny, how you doing?
It's going to be my birthday tomorrow, so I'm very excited.
Congratulations. You know, for your birthday, I'll call you Hitler.
Oh, good company, good company.
Yes, because that means you've made it, apparently.
Yes, of course. I'm up there with Trump and DeSantis now.
Yeah, what do you make of this? Is this because they see DeSantis as a bigger threat now?
Actually, I think it's just because they're right. DeSantis knows how to use the levers of government in a way that Trump did not. And this is one of the biggest problems with Trump when he came in. It was like he had to hit the learning curve. He had to go in and figure out how to do things. He didn't know where he needed people. He didn't know how to get, if we're looking at the immigration issue, right? I hope you're not counting on Republicans to come and save you, because they're not going to do it. If we remember when Trump came in, who was Trump fighting to get the wall built?
Yeah,
Republicans. They wouldn't give him the money. He had to go and look in a defense department and look in all of these different areas trying to scrape up the money. Now, if DeSantis were to become president, you think he's going to have to do that, or he's going to come in with a plan, knowing how to do it, knowing where to put people strategically in place to make sure that it's done, and then how to follow through with it, how to handle media with it? If you want to take the vitriol out of it and just be honest about it, they're right.
That's a great point.
DeSantis would be way more able to wield power than Trump was, and that scares the hell out of me.
That's a really good point. Or them. Does it scare the hell out of you, too?
No, because DeSantis has flirtation with government and using government force in ways that, as conservatives, we should be like, okay, maybe you should not be doing that. So he does have a fondness for using government at his will and whim as well.
All right. Well, I happen to like what he does, as long as it helps me. Speaking of, Doctor, before I ask you a question, my left eye keeps
twitching a little bit, or is it draining?
It just keeps watering, and it's I don't know. And so it doesn't.
Tear duct. Hot compresses on the tear duct tonight.
Right, because I'm wearing my contacts, and it's it never happens when I'm. And then I sit down here, and all of a sudden I'm like the Native American in that litter commercial.
It makes you look charming.
Does it make me look sensitive?
Yes.
I think the audience finds it endearing, and they want to hug me later.
100%.
Which, by the way, I'm staying at the Hamptons. The inn, not the area. Do you agree with Sonny that basically DeSantis is Trump, but more effective politician?
I think he's a brilliant guy. Isn't he a Rhodes Scholar? Isn't that his heritage? I mean, the guy's a smart guy, but I think there's something wrong with me. Because I don't understand why, if you help undocumented workers get to a sanctuary city, you're an evil person. Mm-hmm. I thought, and by the way, an island where they have no opportunity to practice their sanctuariness.
Yes.
He's helping them be what they claim to be on a small scale.
Right.
I live in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. We have 500,000 undocumented workers. We live it. We walk the walk in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We can't even tell when people are coming in anymore. But a little island, they can't handle that. That's confusing to me.
It is confusing to me. Is it confusing to you, Kat?
No.
Good.
I never get confused.
Yeah, that is it's a rare talent you have. Mm-hmm. You're always speak with clarity and very concise answers that force the host to keep rambling.
Mm-hmm. He's scared.
Well, I didn't want to be disrespectful.
No, you don't have to be. You can just answer a question.
Well, you didn't ask me one, but I can take it from here if you want.
Just kick him.
Yeah. What's interesting watching this unfold is what's going to happen, because this has obviously happened before, as you pointed out, with demonizing Republican after Republican. But what happened with Trump is Republicans took this principled stance against Trump where they made it their whole identity to be like, I'm a Republican, but I'm not for Trump. Mm-hmm. So now that we're continuing the pattern of demonizing other Republicans, what's going to happen to these people? Mm. Are they going to continue to agree that, okay, DeSantis is bad too, all these other Republicans are bad too? It was just a principled stance against Trump specifically. Or are they so addicted to the attention that they're getting from people on the left that they're going to just actually be Democrats but just call themselves Republicans? I'm watching. I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, they fell in love with the strange new respect.
Yeah.
And by the way,
I went through it.
Yeah.
When I said, made some criticisms of Trump, I had some Blink-182 guy follow me, and I was so excited. Then I start tweeting about guns, boom, unfollowed.
It's exactly what happened in 2015. When critical of Trump, you get all these little fans that are like celebrities, and you could like totally get with it, and then you go like, I wonder what happens if I say this, and they all run away.
Go talk about a colony on the dark side of the moon, and Tom will find you.
Yeah. Oh, I love Tom. He was the best one.
I know.
What are you guys talking about?
Tom DeLonge, Blink-182, duh.
Well, you know what? I think he's on Red Eye once. Should we end this conversation, Tyler?
I'm begging you to.
Something thoughtful. Round it all out for us.
You know what? DeSantis may be the perfect Republican, but I like the disruptor in chief. I like the fact that he didn't trust anyone because most politicians are dirty. When he said drain the swamp, he didn't say the Democratic swamp. Mm-hmm. And he punked. Yeah, let's be real. Let's be real. And the reason why they privately didn't like him was, and not publicly, is because he had the transcripts. He wasn't afraid to go, are you questioning me? Well, didn't you do this? And didn't you ask me for money in this year? Because he didn't need any of them. Mm-hmm. People were behind him because he was different, because he was not a politician. The problem is we have too many politicians in the government, and we need more people who are walking in like, we got to clean this place up.
Right, yeah. And
that's why you liked him.
Yeah, no, it's true. But I had to come around to him because I was conflating his personality with his deeds, but he hadn't done the deeds yet.
Yeah.
And I liked the deeds, but he didn't get all the deeds done.
You do, if you account for the learning curve, that's why you only got 4 years.
Yeah.
You didn't get 8.
Speaking of counting, how many more curse words we got tonight? You've already used 4.
We have 4 left.
Okay, I'm counting.
You hold on expect a second. You to go off, Doc?
I was thinking I might.
Don't do that.
It won't.
All right, they're yelling. Okay, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Some want to throw him in the pokey for his weird attempt at karaoke. While Brits' hearts ache, Trudeau parties at a wake. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, otherwise known as a poor man's Gavin Newsom, is being accused of disrespect for singing Bohemian Rhapsody in a London hotel lobby while visiting for the Queen's funeral. Roll it, Bridget. What was he thinking, huh? Chances are he probably wasn't. Just be grateful he was singing Bohemian Rhapsody and not Another One Bites the Dust.
Well, gonna have to change my answer.
And be thankful he didn't do anything from Aladdin.
Oh.
All right, Kat. You know what bothers me about him? Everything. But also, doesn't he seem like you know this type of person?
Totally.
You know this person.
Yeah, he was there for the funeral. He was getting jealous that the queen was getting all this attention for being dead.
Exactly. Yep.
He was like,
nerve.
I want some.
Yeah.
So he has to do that. I mean, of all the things that disgusted me about him, this doesn't even really make the list. More so, you know, what he did with the vaccine mandates and freezing the bank accounts of people associated with it. That's something that's truly disgusting. This is just dude being a
Yeah, you know, Sonny, I guess we could say it's good that he wasn't singing in blackface this time.
This time.
Yes.
Yeah. But I was listening. I was watching the Irish dancers dance to Another One Bites the Dust, so I can't really talk. That was it.
That's right.
They were vicious on Twitter, and I was like, okay, I'm going to laugh, but I'm not going to retweet any of them, so I can keep my...
And nobody knows.
Yes. And nobody knows.
Until this show airs. Yeah. And by the way, this is the number one show among British royalty.
And I called out that I was watching the Irish do it, but I'm not going to say how much Black America was doing it, too.
Yeah.
So it was horrible. And I was just like, that's just so bad. And it's like, if this is the worst that Trudeau had compared to what she went through on Twitter, that was a piece of cake because it was terrible in a Twitterverse.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Drew, is there one likable thing you can find about this clown? Well, I can't.
The hair.
I find it. Oh, his hair's nice.
Yeah, the hair is nice.
You have great hair, Dr.
Thank you.
Don't put yourself down.
I have different kind of hair. Totally different.
It's really well manicured. It's like a beautiful Aryan lawn.
It's almost not real.
I didn't expect
this. It's like almost perfect.
Aryan lawn.
What?
White makes right. On your on your head. Only on your head.
I don't know what the... Cuss now, Doc.
Yes, good time,
No, too easy.
Yeah,
too easy. I'm dripping out of all of my orifices.
But listen. Wow.
No, I have allergies, my eyes leaking, my nose
allergies
is running.
Allergies don't do that.
Yeah, they really don't.
I'm falling apart, Doctor. Is this a live intervention?
Is this live, period? I don't, where are we? What is going on? But listen, that dude lives in a bubble where he gets no feedback. He is so adored by his little political enclave. I have to talk to some Canadians tonight. I asked him, I said, what is wrong, Trudeau? They said, everything.
Yeah.
Which, same thing you said. But they said the reason he's able to do that, he gets no feedback from the environment. So he literally feels that everything he's done, even the more disgusting stuff that anybody with any sensibility would know is just not okay, he doesn't pick that up.
Canadians are too nice to criticize him, but we're not like that. You know what? This is the worst example or the best example of nepotism ever. He only got his job because of his last name. His dad was prime minister, right?
Mm-hmm.
His, you know, whatever. Who cares?
Right, but
I'd take Hunter Biden as president over that fool. Yes, I would. Oh, no. Boo yourself. Boo yourself. No. No. Don't turn on me. Don't turn on me. Hunter has good connections.
There's apples and fruit and vegetables if you want to go get them and throw them out. Wow, Gutfeld. Listen, Trudeau's a geek and a moron, but again, where did the criticism come from? I think that's what we need to focus on.
Right, that's true.
If you want to sit around a bunch of his friends and sing a really off-key song to God Save the Queen or whatever, Twitter... We're giving grounds to another idiot on Twitter. We're like, it was so disrespectful. Don't watch it, moron.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, get off your computer. We need to stop giving weight to these Twitter punks with their bots and their fake likes and crap. Like, you don't like what he did? Why are you watching him?
Yeah.
You know, like, start, like, criticize, block him and move on.
I'm going to go on Twitter later tonight and say that.
And I'll find you.
Yes.
Just watch it and don't retweet it. Good grace.
Yeah.
Keep your fingerprints off of it.
Exactly.
You can have your fingerprints completely off of it. It's very simple.
All right, you kids. We're out of time. Thanks to Dr. Drew, Sonny Johnson, Kat Tiff, Kyrus, our studio audience. Fox News at Night with Julian Turner's next. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.